that. What time is it? Oh, it's Monday and it's past midnight. My regeneration is still healing me from that battle with Psychotic Prince's evil henchmen. Psychotic Prince. My God, who calls themselves that? Ah, well. And what a brute. Hitting a girl's head with a crowbar. Ah. Well, at least my head stopped ringing, but I can barely fly straight. Okay. Oh, I think this is my home. Oh, yeah. That's the shed out back. So my room is second window on the left. Yeah. Now just to sleep inside without waking up my mom, dad, or my little brother. He's probably sleeping by now. Such a good kid. Okay. The window is open. Now just to get inside. Why couldn't one of my powers have been a night vision? I can't see a damn thing. Well, not that I need to, I guess. Oh, I just need to get to bed. I have a math test in the morning. Well, although maybe I should try to get off real quick before I fall asleep. Fighting always gets me a little frisky. Ah. Oh God. I really need to get this stupid leotard off. It's these new vibranium fibers make it so itchy. Oh, this goddamn thing is so annoying. Ah, I have to fix it every time. Sometimes in the middle of the battle, so I don't fucking shine my ass cheeks to everyone around. Ugh. Trust a perverted scientist with the design of your outfit. Oh God, I mean, why couldn't it be a full body suit instead of just leotard, cape, gloves, and thigh-high boots? So slutty, I hate it. Oh yeah, that's so much better now that I took my leotard off. Now, let's take off my mask and we... Oh, wait. Why is there a table? There shouldn't be a table. Wait, what's this? A figurine? Oh my God, is it me? Oh shit. Third window on the left, idiot! Oh God, this is my little brother's room! Fuck. Oh God, there's this goddamn leotard. At least I didn't take my mask off. Shit, 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 I need to get off. Hello, citizen. You're probably wondering why I, the super herring known as the Lucky Dice, am doing in your bedroom at this hour while, completely naked. That is an excellent question and one that I have completely logical answer to, if you'll just give me a minute. Yeah, I guess one explanation could be that I came here to have sex with you, but let's not jump to conclusions. There are plenty of other perfectly rational explanations for why I snuck into your room in the middle of the night, took off all my clothes, and, okay, I've got nothing. Let's go with the sex thing. Except, I didn't realize you had a sister in the room next door. We could wake her up with the sounds of our rhythmic lovemaking. So, we'll just have to take a rain check on the sexton and I can come back. Oh, she snuck out. You're sure? No, you don't need to show me. I believe you, citizen. But maybe I should go looking for her. A 17-year-old girl out on her own at this time of night can't be a good thing. How did I know her age? Because I've totally been stalking you. I know all about you and your family. It's all a part of me being totally infatuated with you, which is why I was sneaking here in the middle of the night and getting naked, right? But I really should leave and look for your sister for you. Or there's probably some crime going on somewhere that I should be fighting. Of course I look familiar. I'm famous. I'm on the news all the time. But do you know that, citizen? I even see that you have a poster of me on your wall. I knew you were a fan, which is why I sought you out tonight. But we have never, ever actually met before tonight, totally. Any similarity I might have to anyone at all that you know is purely coincidental. Oh no. I'm not stalling at all, or edging towards the window. I'm totally down to fuck tonight. That's the only logical reason why I'm here in your room, right? There's no reason to suspect anything at all, or even think about other possibilities, or to keep looking too closely at my face right now. My teeth are right down there, mister. Okay, that's better. Whoa. You're staring so intensely. You like them big, don't you? Okay, so I'll sit down on your bed next to you because there's no reason I shouldn't, right? At least not one I can come up with right now without seeming suspicious. Oh, jeez! You sleep in the noon? And you're so hard. My body did that to you? You have had a crush on me this entire time? I didn't say you could touch my breasts. I don't really have a good reason to say why you shouldn't. And it buys me some time to think. Don't suck on them. I mean, sure. Go ahead, I guess. God, you so greedy. God, you're making it hard for me to think. I need to think right now. Oh gosh. Oh no, there. Don't touch me there. Oh God, that's my secret lair. Oh. How can I concentrate when you've got your fingers all over it like that? Oh God, you're surprisingly talented fingers. Oh God, sweet citizen, this is moving awfully fast. Sure, I came up here to have sex with you, but just give me another minute. Oh God, I could push you off of me so easily. Okay. That would be out of character for me right now. It's not like there are any extremely serious legal or moral reasons why we shouldn't have sex. I'm desperately trying to think one up, so stop trying. Oh God, don't spread my legs. Put it into me for just a little bit longer. Oh God, wait. Susan, didn't give me enough time to think. Oh, we shouldn't be doing this. Oh God, I shouldn't be doing this. Oh fuck, your cock is stretching me out. I'm a role model for tween and teenage girls around the world. I shouldn't be having sex like this. Not with you. Even if you're the utter stranger that I've never met before and just picked randomly for sex is turning out to be a little better than God expected. Fuck. I guess it's too late to stop now, citizen. Oh God. Now that I have a reason to stop you. Well, at least I wasn't able to come up with one in time. I guess we just have to keep going. Just don't be so out so that mom and your mom and dad don't hear. Oh, God, no, don't touch my hair and don't you dare touch my mask. I have to keep my identity secret. Oh, God, secret even from you. Oh, God, especially from you. You can never know who I am, even though you would totally not know who I am in real life anyway. So you'll just have to content yourself with touching my wrists and legs and having sex with me. Oh God, why does it have to feel so good? I shouldn't be enjoying this. This is insistently good sex. You're saying I'm a super slut for enjoying this so much. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Please. Deeper. Don't stop. Oh God. I'm so glad my arch nemesis psychotic brains can't see me like this. Moving my body in such wicked, lustful ways, and I'm about to come so fucking hard. Goodness, my powers are in sonic nature, or I'd have brought the house down around us. Oh, fuck. I can't believe you came inside. Oh, God. Every time I move, I can just feel it leaking out. Oh, Okay, citizen. I really need to get going now. That was fun and all, but it can never happen again. Ever. Just let me get dressed quickly and very self-consciously, and I'll just fly back out of your window. Oh, now, where did my glove go? I think it went under your. Huh? What is this? This is Psychotic Prince's mask! What is it doing there? Oh, God! And the rest of his costume, too! That means. You're that Psychotic Prince! Oh, God, I just slept this Psychotic Prince. I can't believe I just fucked Psychotic Prince, let alone that he's my very own brother. Oops. You don't look surprised. You knew all along who I was, didn't you? And you still fucked me? You fiend! Oh God, that's it. I'm putting you under arrest once and for all. I'll fly you out to the police right now. Well, after we both get dressed. Except you would reveal my secret identity, wouldn't you? You might even tell people we slept together. Oh, either way, I would be ruined as a superhero. They don't give medals to girls who boink their brothers, especially when they're super villains. I'd be ruined as a civilian too. Any chance to continue fighting crime or having a personal life would be over forever. So, I guess I have to let you go. But if you reveal my true identity, or tell anyone anything about what happened here today, well, that's bad for you too. So I guess we just go back to our old status quo. You commit crimes, I stop them, and you get away again and again. That it's worked in the past, I guess. Well, I'll just get dressed and fly out to my room then. I guess we'll just pretend tonight never happened. What? No, I'm not going to continue sleep with you. No, even please won't cut it. I only did it this one time because you tricked me into it. I thought I had to do it to explain why I was naked in your room. You wouldn't. If you tell anyone, I won't be the only one ruined. You will be too. You wouldn't do that just for sex, would you? With your own sister? You are evil and twisted, and quite possibly telling the truth. I can't take the chance that you are not bluffing. So, I guess I have to keep sleeping with you. Apparently, I'm my brother's slut now. Well, I already have one secret life. I guess another one won't kill me.